I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Coming up, solar panels provide help and hope to battle-fatigued Christians in Ukraine. Stick around for the full story. Then later, discipleship looks different in the prison context. We'll explain what we mean at the end of today's program. We'll start today with a question. If your area lost all power and communications, would your church still gather? And if they did, would you go? For Ukrainian churches, the answer is yes. The latest Russian attacks targeted Ukraine's power grids, yet churches are still meeting in dark basements and bomb shelters. Eric Mock with Slava Gospel Association says they're sending generators and solar-powered energy sets to Ukrainian churches.
All of these different systems allow for a modest amount of lighting so that people can gather together and read their Bibles. They would actually take bottles of water and rest their phones on the light to kind of diffuse light throughout the room. And they were recharging their cell phones using these power sets.
Pray for a solution to end the war and for Ukrainians to seek Jesus.
Let it move us to action to not only take advantage of the time that we are in to be gospel witnesses and rooted in God's word, but also to stand with their brothers and sisters in Ukraine.
Mock says churches in Ukraine have an encouragement for believers who aren't currently living in a war context.
We've heard them say, well, the sky is blue and you can hear the birds singing. Now's the time to drink deeply of God's word to advance the gospel. And when there are seasons when the sky is rainy and cloudy and dark, that you are ultimately prepared because you are rooted and grounded in the word of God.
Next, concerns over security and safety for missionaries in Haiti has been at the forefront of minds for ministry organizations like World Missionary Press following the murders of three gospel workers in late May, Davy and Natalie Lloyd and Jude Montes. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press says that despite concern for physical safety due to gang violence, mission work hasn't stopped.
They are still staying by it and doing the work. So there is a sense of care, if you will, and awareness of their surroundings, but it hasn't stopped them, and they haven't had to change what they're doing.
Recently, UN-backed foreign police from Kenya have been deployed in Haiti, which is the start of an attempt to stabilize the country from intense gang control and violence.
The Kenyans are evidently sending in some people to help, and they're hoping to stabilize the government a bit, so it might calm down a bit. And if it does, we really want to get more literature in there.
Previous shipments of scripture booklets to Haiti have been delayed in ports and blocked by customs. However, partners in Haiti who distribute the WMP booklets cling to the words of Isaiah 55:11, that God's word won't return to him void, a verse that sums up the mission of WMP.
You know, we take that lightly, but sometimes that's the hope that you've got that you hang on to. The Lord is going to honor his word, and so we keep giving it out.
And many prison ministries are focused on sharing the gospel in prisons and introducing men and women to Jesus Christ. This is critical, life-saving work, but it's only the first step. Doug Capari, director of church mobilization at Crossroads Prison Ministry, says,
there are some in prison that can run circles around you and I with their scripture. But one of the challenges that I've noticed through my 20 years of volunteering inside of prisons is when it becomes, yes, they understand the scripture, but how do you apply that in our lives? How do I apply that with my cellmate? How do I apply with those that I'm in the chow hall with? How do I apply that when I'm out on the yard or in the day room interacting with others? How do I use that when I'm corresponding or talking to my children or my spouse or my parents?
With Crossroads Bible Study Program, men and women in prison are mentored to apply scripture in their daily lives. Learn about becoming a Crossroads mentor at our website and ask God to give Christians in prison wisdom and joy as they learn to live out their faith behind bars. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.